Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I am Chag Mommy, and I'm the host, and I have beautiful Aston as my co-host. And you guys know how we do. So tonight we're going to be talking about, enough is enough. And what I mean by that is, like, people being inside prisons, and it looks one way when you go visit, but when you leave, all the hellacious shit that they, like, tried to keep from, you know, your family members and stuff. So, it's like, with me, I think first time I got locked up, I did 10.5 months in the county. Then got out, caught my first and only drug charge, and I ended up doing 3 years and 8 months, and that was because I was on probation, and I had a new charge, and I was going to prison. So I went to prison twice, once in Georgia, once in Texas, and it's like, it gives you time to really think about what got you there, but then you're thankful that when you went on the state-funded vacation, that you were able to come out whole and complete like you did when you went in. Some people can't say that because some people don't make it out. Some people get in some shit when they catch a new charge. It's like they're scared of what's on the other side, because when you get locked up, and I'm telling you this from experience, when you get locked up, your mindset is the day that you got arrested. So if you got arrested like 10 years ago, then that's going to be your mindset and your mentality. And it's not your fault. Well, yeah, it is because you broke the law. But it's like you can't catch up for 10 years. You can't even catch up for a year. 6 months, yeah. 10.5 months, oh, fuck yeah. But everything else, no, no, no. And then it's like when you're somewhere foreign, you don't know nobody, you don't have no family or nothing, it really makes you want to get your shit together. But, hey, what do I know? I mean, I did 3 years, 8 months, came home, model, radio show, candle maker, bag seller, going to drop a clothing line. So I came home with the mindset that I'm going to do better, because it's like you got two options. Either you're going to get out and learn the new hustle that you learned talking to all the motherfuckers that's locked up with you, or you're going to come home with your head straight and you're going to want to take back what was taken from you. And, you know, hell, maybe some people scared to live outside these walls or something like that. But no, you can go to a halfway house. Take your ass, because that way you're halfway home and your pockets are halfway right. You know what I'm saying? So, my lovely host, let me see how this shit works.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
I am good. A little sleepy. How are you?
Girl, I'm good. Trying to get this clothing line together. So I will be a flake tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I did a shirt, and it just made me instantly want to be like, oh, this shit is hot. So let's just take that away. Like, no. We're going to take that away. So I know everybody is wondering where we have been. And we were on a 4-year hiatus, and that was because everybody was going through with their own shit. COVID, mm-hmm. You know, deaths, accidents, you know, daughters convicted of second-degree murder. That's a lot of shit that happened. Like, we could not, like, come on the air and unload our shit in 2 hours. Not even.
Right.
People are like, what was y'all doing? We did everything. everything.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah. And I do want to take the time to thank everybody that has been checking for me, checking for the show. And, you know, I appreciate it because, you know, people probably think, oh, damn, she just left us hanging. And no, that was not the case. I never leave anybody hanging. Chalk Mommy and Acid, we love the men. I was going to say little boys. But yeah, we love the men. So, yeah. So, you know what, Acid? I think I'm going to rewrite this episode and we just gone free ball.
Oh, okay. I thought you had a special guest coming on.
I don't know where he's at, so he'll probably call in. And then the other one, per her lawyer, she couldn't come on. And she's like, mm-hmm. But I want to be able to tell what happens inside that prison. They ain't got shit to do with the DA. You feel me? But,
yeah.
You know, she might call me and, you know, give me stuff to fill in. But I do know, like, people was protesting last weekend, and there's a lot of people that protest at prison. And what I love about it is when the guards are mistreating the women and getting, you know, the families and friends are outside picking in that prison.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's so cool to me because it shows the officers that we still got somebody that cares.
Right.
I know my daughter
these
went in one way.
Not.
Not even. Sorry, in the break. But, you know, I went 2 years without anyone smashing. Then I decided to smash. And
what?
here we are about to be 3 years later. And we're pulling it together.
What is going on? Now, I know I have seen some pictures, but I didn't ask any questions.
Okay, so those pictures were
uh-huh.
Elijah. And we was at my friend's house, and we're going to come up with this new – well, I decided to come up with this new concept because, you know, it's all about a check. Spades and shots. So last Saturday, we played spades. And me, I just say, hey, let's just go ahead and the loser of the game takes a shot or two or three. But
mm-hmm.
– oh, hold on one second. Hello? Oh, he's going to listen. But, you know, it's like my friend's boyfriend was like, no, hey, y'all don't bid y'all hand, if, you know, overbid. Okay, cool. We did two shots. They did four on top of I made some crazy margaritas, amaretto sour, but I put a spin on it. Amaretto sour, sweet and sour mix, whatever that shit is, Grand Marnier, and peach flavoring, like for the margaritas or daiquiris. Then the next one I made like that, I put mango in it. And this is banging. I'm like, yeah, but I think about it. I was the only one that was cool, you know. But I'm like, spades and shots. And so I've been tagging Tito's vodka, and mm-hmm. I'm waiting to see how that goes. Because it's like, for me, it's about that check. So I'm like, you know, we're going to start doing good things with that. And I feel like, okay, it's not like a spades tournament, so to speak, but it's just like, everybody getting together, playing cards, sipping on some liquor, and talking shit.
Okay. It looks like you guys.
Okay, but I do not come in. I do not come in drinking and driving. No.
Yes, absolutely. Drink responsibly.
Yeah. Because, you know, me and the ex, me and him, we stayed at my best friend's house. She was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, he too drunk to drive. Yeah. Girl, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me. Like, for real. But, you know, everything is cool. So now everybody is about to come in. Hold on. Okay, so Ashton, while I'm doing this, tell everybody what's going on with you, my boo-boo.
Oh, I am helping my daughter start her business. It's been 5 years since we've been on. I'm still employed at the same location. And considering going back to college to finish up one of my degrees. And just, you know, living calm.
That's all you can do, because it's like, what I love about you is not only do you dream big, you take those big steps closer. Well, you got people that take little itty-bitty steps. We go in leaps and bounds, because we going to get our shit together. We've been doing this since, what, 2012?
And having such a wonderful time. Can't believe it's been that long. Yeah.
You know what? This year, is it August the 10th or August the 30th? I can't remember. Well, I mean, it was August 10th when I first started the show. August 10th, 2010. And it's like, it's 11 years. Even though I ain't been on for 5, I don't give a fuck. I still was on, you know? So I think I want to have, like, I want to have a 2-night gala. You know what I'm saying? I want to bite people. Like, you've been on my show, your ass better fucking call in. Been on the show, call in. Been on the show, call in. Been to jail, most definitely call in, because we do not discriminate. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I would get love after locked up and be like, oh, maybe I should have, could have, would have. And I'd be like, I don't know. Could you do 60 days in?
Oh, boy.
I
don't know.
Girl, I promise you, I would do 60 days in. And Miss Y is sorry that she couldn't make it, but we understand. We truly understand.
Yes, we do.
Swift is about to call in, and I met him through Jay from the Hype magazine. You remember we had her on the show? And
yeah.
I wasn't sure how it was going to go. She started talking and everything. I'm like, oh, my God. And she was like, I came on to be so professional. She's like, we're professional. She was like, what? And then you remember the conversation that we had on Twitter about men and women, and we brought everybody on, and it was like, everybody was dropping signs. Man, that was the life.
That was
fun.
You. Yeah.
And it's like, some of the names that have been on the show is like so crazy. Wayne Wonder was, like, one of my favorites, like, for real. Because he was like, I'm in love with the cocoa. Yeah. And then, let's see. Christopher Williams is going to forever be a memorable guest. Because who in the fuck would ask somebody how somebody else's pussy is? Like, dude, like, that can get people in trouble. It was
right. And then he's like, oh, I don't remember. I was like, alive at the feet.
But you know what? If I was petty, you remember when Lisa Ray and Halle Berry was going at it on Twitter? And it had something to do with the little box? If I was petty and a bitch, I would have went and found that clip. I would have went and listened to it, found that clip, cut it out, and made it a link and tweeted that shit at Lisa Ray at Hallie. And then I promise you Hallie wouldn't say nothing else. Because you ask a motherfucker about me 20, 30 years later, the fuck he would say, it's a blur. What? You the blur. Hell? Like, whoa. So, you know, I like the fact that you are keeping in line with the resolutions. I want more in 24.
I like that.
We're going to get that and then some. Because the one thing I can say is, like, out of all the years, you know, I've been through, like, two hosts, and you was kind of nervous, but then you got into the groove of it, and then, shit, we just kicked it, for real. And I would love to have a BlackBerry Messenger reunion, but I don't even know how I can make that shit happen. Like,
girl,
BlackBerry broke so many hearts when they did what they did because that was our shit. Hell, the little kid, I ain't gonna say little kids, but the little gangbangers and all that shit was using Twitter for BlackBerry. So all these motherfuckers had a BlackBerry. But then y'all go kill somebody and then come put it on the internet. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
That's crazy.
It, come on. Now, that's some real dry snitching right there. Like, for real. And it is so crazy because you think about all these senseless deaths and why. First, Young Dolph. Come on, man. That man ain't really bothering nobody.
At all.
But karma is a bitch because Gotti lost his brother. He was shot 10 times. So that's 32, 42 less times than Young Dolph. So he got off easy. Sorry, I'm being real. I'm not making a joke about anything because life and death is some serious shit. Then Pop Smoke. I'm like, damn, I just started looking at the look. He had a neck like E.T., but he's fine as fuck. But E.T.
That was a sad moment for us because he was just getting started.
Yes.
And his life ended so short. And like Brooklyn.
Yes.
Was so devastated.
Man. And I'm just like, the feds knew what they were doing because, okay, now Pop Smoke was different. He didn't care. You rented somebody's Phantom or Bentley or whatever it was for a video shoot, and you brought that shit back to New York with you. So when he got locked, they was like, they was wanting him to snitch, you know? And he's like, I'm not. So he couldn't be around any gang members. Now, had gang members been there that night, it would have been a whole different thing. So the feds is like, you don't work with us, you won't, you know what I'm saying? And it's like really, really sad. And then like PNB Rock, whew, that man went from homeless to being on top. And because this stupid ass girl, he ain't even here. People, when you go somewhere, you dropped the pictures after your ass done left. You don't post it while you still there.
Yeah.
I mean, that shit is one. That's a. I don't know what to say. You just don't do that. When I go somewhere, you know, I'm in the house. Matter of fact, when I'm driving, I'd be like, I'll check in to let people know what state I'm in. Then I check into the next state. Stuff like that. But when I'm seeing my daughter, I wouldn't give a fuck. I mean, because I have so many people in Detroit, like, you're going, I mean, Michigan is a big place. So just because I'm seeing I'm one place, I could actually be at another place. It's just, you right. know, that's what we do. And that shit was just so fucking sad. And it's like, people, why is it that y'all want to rob somebody of their hard work when you ain't doing shit but just being a jack dude? Like, I need people to fucking wake up. Like, for real, for real, for real. Because the prisons are loving y'all black ass, white ass, Spanish ass, Korean ass, the Asians, everybody ass, everybody's ass. They love y'all to get locked up because they make so much money per day for you. The best way to corrupt and make the legal system feel a hit in their pocket, stop getting locked up. Stop doing dumb shit. Now, you know, there are some exceptions. There are some exceptions. Because me, somebody came in my house and took my sneakers, it's on. You can take the food. What else? Hell, you can even take my pocketbook, but don't fuck with my shoes. I'm just like,
we all know you have a thing for footwear.
I'm going to pick and choose what I do to destroy my destiny, because I've, like, for so long, it's like, when you go to county, it's nothing. But when you make it to prison, it's a whole different animal. Different states have different prisons. But if anybody goes to, I want to say, I wasn't that far from Killeen, and that jail broke me. That made me realize, like, girl, you know, you got to do something different. You got to do something different. Because the way they treating you, inhumane. Girl got raped with some damn curling on. I was just like, it was like being locked up in a dog pound. So it's like, I am going to pick and choose what I go to jail for. And I'm not going to jail. I've been there, done that. I still have a mugshot. And my daughter found it. Oh, my bitch was. Like, where'd you get that? I was like, oh,
right.
My God. I was like, she threatened to show it to my fans. I'm like, don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. Like, she was just playing. She was just playing. But I don't know. I'm waiting for Swoop Ass to call in because he has a very touching subject in his case. And
I cannot wait to hear.
Like, he's coming. He's like an hour. He's on Central Time. And so it's like, when you are parents, you want to do everything to protect your kids, but most definitely the girl, because women are so vulnerable. I don't care if they butch, study, woody. I mean, you're still a woman. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, it breaks my heart to see her locked up, but it hurts me even more when I leave. But I know if I don't keep making that trip, like, she may nut the fuck up and her time do her. And I can't afford that. I really can't. I won't. So she told me Sunday, she's like, Ma, I can't see myself doing another 8 years. You not. So I started Googling. And, girl, can you tell me when I found lawyer malpractice and what she gets sued for? And it's not even about the money, because if he would have let her take that plea bargain, she would have been home. So it's like, it's fucked up. I don't have no problems suing the fuck out of him. And it's not even about the money.
Yeah.
I want the plea bargain that he told her not to take, to put back on the table, because she would have done that and some. So I, like, text his ass yesterday or some shit like that. I wasn't mean or nothing. I just asked him who was his supervisor, who was over him. I mean, you know, the last time I did talk to him, text him, I was kind of, I was like, yeah, fuck my daughter. I fuck harder. I might even take my dildo in case I see his ass and be like, come here. Come the fuck here. I mean, you know, some people are into that. You know, some people are into it, you know.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hold on. Oh. Just speak up. Because it's like everybody has done something to go to jail for, but they just haven't been caught. So it's not fair for people to be very judgmental, because I used to be one of those people that I was on the outside looking in, and I just be like, well, why are you doing this? But then when it happened to me, I'm like, oh, my God, now I understand how it feels. So I would never, ever say shit else. You know, because, well, ass whoopings hurt. They ain't pretty. You know, one time, a dude I know, he took his belt off and whooped his girl's ass. I'm like, what the fuck? Are you her daddy? I'm like, hell no. No, 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 no. Hell no to the no, no, no. And right. I'm just like, man, I wish. Matter of fact, he was my ex, right? And it was very toxic. When I tell you toxic on top of toxic, I mean, damn it, I can't talk today. Toxic, toxic, toxic. So I started fighting back.
Right.
And when I told you that I had had enough, I started hitting that little light-skinned motherfucker in the head. Girl, I was one hit away from breaking my hand. And, you know, he real life, so he had bruises all on his head and shit. And I was like, now take my ass to the hospital. And so they had wrapped it up. And my kids were like, what happened? I was like, I closed my hand in the door. You learn how to be a good liar. And then I'm just like, I'm not going to lie anymore, because I can't allow you to keep doing this shit, because it's really going to be ugly for one of us. And it turned ugly for me because he got locked up and I caught a conspiracy charge. When he called me telling all my business on the phone, I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, you know? And it's just like, I could not break free until I was in jail. And then when he was in jail, he had somebody break up my house. They took all my kids' stuff. They tried to take my TV. Shit that wouldn't fit in a truck. And it's like, you learn how to forgive a person, but you don't forget.
Absolutely.
And when he sees my oldest son, girl, He got somewhere, because my son was getting ready to punish his ass. And I keep telling my son, he's like, no, Mom. He's like, do you know that he asked me to hold his gun? I'm like, what? He's talking about, yeah, when the police came and picked you up. Yeah, girl, they act like I was a serial murderer or something. Man, I've never seen so many blue lights around me in my whole entire fucking life. Lives in the white neighborhood, so you know what happened next. I got kicked the fuck out. But I'm like, he was right. I'm like, oh, hell no. So I'm like, shit, do what you got to do. Because he just feels some type of way anyway. But it's like, women, I can't say we got to be smarter about who we choose, because the heart ain't prejudice. The heart wants what it wants. And it loves unconditionally. So in the beginning, things will be good. They will be hella good. But then, if a person has two faces, they can't have them forever. And when that other face come out, you gonna get fucked up. Unless you know some motherfucking, what's that, Wing Chun, Ip Man, Karate, Bruce Lee, fucking Mike Tyson, MMA. You know, you gotta learn that kind of shit. Because it's like, no one should have to take a hit. No one should have to take a hit from a car. Like, nobody should be able to violate you. Like, sometimes we see the signs, but we ignore them. But when you see red flags, it's for a reason. It's like, take your ass back. If I see a blue flag, I'm going, girl, you know, blue my favorite color. I'm like, hey, what's up? But seriously, it's just like, I don't know. Or me, it can start out one way, and then it's like they stop shit. And I told people, male or female, whatever you did to get that person, you got to keep doing it to keep them, because if not, they're going to go somewhere else. And going somewhere else is not a good thing. And then if they do, what they say, it's better to cheat up than cheat down. So then it's like shit is just fucked up. So people have to think about what they're going to do. Like, for real, for real. And then it's like, right. We're not honest. We're not honest with anybody because we know what happened. You know, it's like, you don't ever want to seem weak or let someone take that power over you. But I can't even say sometimes you got to be humble. I just say, at the first sign of any fucking thing, you need to really, really look at who you're fucking with, and then you might need to do a background check on them. Because if I had did that, I would have known the motherfucker that beat me up in 2010 that he had been beating women since 1993. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, maybe he had a little dick syndrome. I don't know. But that's no reason to beat women. You got a fucking mama. And I think he had a daughter, I think. I don't know. But fact remains, men, when you put hands on women, you have a mother, you have a sister, you have a daughter, you have a cousin. If a woman makes you that motherfucking mad, leave that hoe. You know, sorry. Y'all know how to leave her ass. Like, and it's just like, communicate with your family, your friends. Have code words in place so, like, when you send a text or you call, they not going to know what you're talking about, but it's something that you set up. You have a security network. You have a safety zone. And there are some men, they get their ass beat, too. We can't even front. People, how many get, it happens. It was a movie on ABC many, many years ago about a guy that was being abused by his wife, and everybody thought he was crazy until it got too far and, you know, police, everything. And it's like nobody should be able to take your wins in or something. It's like, they shouldn't do that. I know you're not over there snoring.
No. I'm kidding. I'm not snoring. I do, however, have a cold. So I do sound like I'm 600 pounds.
Girl, I mean, I'm just saying. The other day, they told me they could hear me and turn my mic off. Go on mute. I mean, that's kind of fucked up because, you know, I am a little overweight. But
I am very much so overweight. And I don't feel it. Like, and it's crazy because I could just be sitting here and then my daughter will be like, why do I hear you breathing? And I'll just be like, oh, my God.
When you get older, it's the same. It's the same. And people sit here, they heard snoring, quonk, round, round, but I'm not going to want you out. But I just feel like anybody that has been in those relationships, it's like the first dude or female that makes them feel safe aside from their father, it's like, okay, talk it out, because love should never hurt. It should never hurt. And it's like, one of the things that I don't kind of like understand is, okay, a woman is a woman. You can never be a man, even if they go ahead and take your clit and make it a wee-wee. You know what I'm saying? So when these chicks be, like, beating on their girlfriend, like, why would you do that? You, like, that's your shorty. You're supposed to love her. You're supposed to protect
Silly.
Her. And then,
behavior.
Yes, and then when you see a female fighting a dude, and when a dude knock her ass out, it's like, it was a girl, but it comes a time, like, I'm going to treat you like dudes are going to treat you like a dude, because if you're acting like a dude, talking like a dude, pants hanging down like a dude, you're a dude without a dick. So be careful who you throw those hands to. So I feel like I've been in a lot of bad situations. Like, I cut my ex-husband. Let's see. Yeah, cut him. I slapped my baby daddy with a, what's the thing, Kotex? Girl, you know. And it was
a
you.
Kotex.
Yeah, a sanitary napkin. Pad. Boom.
I know what a Kotex is, but how did it land on his face?
I took it off my, I pulled it out, and I slapped his ass with it.
What did he do or
yeah.
say to deserve that?
He was the first person to ever put hands on me. He came to be like, oh, I'm going back to college. He met some chick in Michigan or whatever. And I was like, okay, cool. I'll talk to my best friend. I'm like, well, time for me to go ahead and call. I got to find me some replacement dick because this motherfucker going back to Michigan. I can even hit him. Hang the phone up. When I tell you that motherfucker have punched me like 5 times, I was like, ooh, and my face was swollen. So I had to tell my mom that I walked into something because I'm clumsy. I can tell anybody I fell or I tripped. God, they gonna believe it. Hell, I fell 2 weeks after knee surgery on my knee, you know? So it's like, I never fought back because he was bigger than me, but when I had enough, I walked away. And I think that was like one of the best decisions I thought I was making until I met my husband. And
whoa.
There was darkness in him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He was just so fucking disrespectful, like, for real, for real. And then I was cool until, shit. No, there's parts of my life that's missing. Oh, they ain't missing. I was locked up. I don't know. It's, like, crazy. Swift, you ready to come on and talk about your situation? Hey, hung up.
He hung up.
Yeah, I know he said something about. Oh, hold on. Is this him?
Hold on.
4299, you are on the air.
How you doing, can you hear me? Yeah, I've been chimed in. I was just on the phone with actually my daughter. So I told her to try to call me because I thought about it. I got another phone to log into the to get into the interview or the blog. So in case you call back, we could try to have her talk because we couldn't do it both with, you know what I'm saying? They was gonna hang her up. So
yeah, you can call You can do it three-way. I be merging my daughter in all the time.
Oh, yeah, don't be playing that out here.
Go ahead and talk about your situation and what you got going on.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Appreciate you.
Well, introduce him. What's his name?
This is Swift. I met him through Jay from Hype Magazine. And we're kind of like in the same situation with both of our daughters being behind bars but having to defend themselves. You're from Chicago, right?
Yes, I am.
You still in Chicago?
Yes. Well,
okay.
No, I'm on the outskirts, but yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
But, yeah, I appreciate the invite. And now, who else do we have on there? Hello, how you doing?
We have Ashton.
Hey, Swift, okay. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Ashton? Okay. Well, once again, my name is Swift, and I work in the entertainment industry. Myself, I do management, things like that. But I have a situation with one of my daughters. She was actually in a relationship, in an abusive relationship, without my knowing, of course. She just really wanted to move way out to Rockford. I'm like, why you want to move? I'm like, that's like 2.5 hours away from anybody. If anything, I'm not even thinking about nothing going on with her. I'm like, you just 2.5 hours away if anything happened with one of the kids or anything, you know. That's a long, we can't even fly to you fast enough. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you a distance away from us. I'm sorry, what was that? I'm sorry, what was that?
Huh? Nobody said
that. No, I thought somebody said it.
We're listening.
Oh, okay. So, to make a long story short, she moved out this way. It was to get away from her boy. Her mom knew it all. Let me just make the story the right way. So, I was like, I don't understand that one. But, hey, she's grown. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I just don't see her moving that far away. For really, you know what I'm saying, but it was cool. You know, her cousin started visiting me, got a little bit, you know, sporadic, but I figured that, I mean, we 2.5 hours away, so it went like it was 10, 15, 20 minutes away, so you know, but talking to her on the phone became less, you know. I checked on her, you know, we talked, you know, her mom, I asked her mama about it. They actually talked to her because, you know, daughters really probably talk to their moms more anyway, no matter how much the father is involved. The mom is just really not there, you know what I'm saying? The mom don't usually get scared, you know. So I was like, she had talked to her a little bit more, you know. So I'm like, what's going on? Was she cool? You know, she's like, yeah, she's cool. And I asked about my grandkids and stuff like that. So I got a call. October something with my kid's mom, because we got two kids' mom crying like crazy. I'm like, what's going on with my son? Yeah, I got an older son with her too, but he don't do nothing. But I mean, you really ain't got to be doing nothing in Chicago, to be real. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, to be honest, but you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, he is a boy though, and you know, he's a little bit older, so I'm thinking he probably would have been about 23 at the time, something like that, 24. So I'm like, man, what's going on? like one of the cries that you know is something. I mean, first of all, we don't even, you know what I'm saying? She ain't going to call me just crying for no reason. We don't, you know, we all in our own situations, you know. So I'd imagine, you know, it's about my kids or it's something that, you know what I'm saying, maybe you saw a family member that I know, you know, we cool still.
Yeah.
So I'm like, man, but I'm automatically assuming the worst about my son. Like, man, what's going on? She's like, yeah. I'm like, what's that happening? She was like, well, you know, my daughter, my daughter's name, Demiria, she's like, she's locked up. I'm like, okay, cool. I mean, I ain't saying cool, but, you know, she ain't no trouble. You don't get in trouble, don't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Very beautiful, intelligent, you know what I'm saying, talented girl that been on Empire. They've been on all that. You know what I'm saying? She goes right. I'm like, all right, cool. But she crying still out of control. But I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, the way she was crying, I had thought somebody was dead, to tell you the truth. Well, somebody was, actually. But you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, damn. So she's like, no, she's like, and she's like, I'm like, okay. I think she's going to say for a ticket or something. I'm like, all right, we just pay our bond and get out. You know what I'm saying? And she like for murder. I'm like, what? Now, I'm still thinking she must have ran over somebody or something. You know what I'm saying? Some stupid stuff that she must have been drunk. You know what I'm saying? Even though she don't drink like that, but she is older. That's why I'm like, man, maybe she was drunk, don't drink. So I'm still like, what? And I'm trying to process this in my head. And I'm like, what you mean? I'm like, she's like, yeah, she killed. Dude name. So I'm like, I can't even remember the dude name, to tell you the truth. I'm like, what? It took a minute for the process. Oh, Dre, that's his name. I'm like, huh? Dre. I'm like, you mean her son or father? She's like, yeah. I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. Now I'm really just, I'm kind of, you know, just got myself calm from nobody being dead the way she was crying me. So now this just smacked me again. Like, wait a minute, hold on. What you talking about? So, but then I actually, like, she was like, yeah, they was fighting, and he's dead. I'm like, well. You were, that was terrible. I thought it was the other way around. You know what I'm saying? I kind of calmed down. I mean, I ain't happy for nobody's death, praying on nobody's death, but it wasn't my daughter. You know what I'm saying? And then, so now I'm like, so what was going on? What was they doing? She was like, man, she get to telling me everything for, like, a year and a half been going on. Telling me, like, she want me to save her. Not what I mean. I'm like, so you've been doing this bigger than putting hands on my daughter. And you know what I would have did to him if I would have do this type. She's like, yeah, I didn't want to get in her business. I'm like, but look what it got her. Look where, because he would have been probably gone a whole nother way. That, but she crying. I'm trying to have some compassion for her. But all the time, I'm really upset because I'm like, are you serious? This could have been handled differently. You know what I'm saying? Then you tell me all the stuff that he's been doing. It's upsetting me even more because I'm like, this has been going on. This has been going on. This dude been touching, like, I ain't even touched my daughter. So I'm getting more and more mad. I'm getting mad at her, too. Because I'm like, you've been doing this? Now you expect me to step in and do what? What I did. Got my baby out in 30 days. Her birthday was coming up. I promised her I was going to get her out before her birthday. 30 days. Her bond was something $1 million. Of course, I got it reduced. I mean, but I got to go and have to pay to get the, you know what I'm saying, some type of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bondsman,
what he wants
for
collateral.
They
only
got them up here for real. I had to get my lawyer.
Huh?
I had to get a lawyer to fight that for a bond reduction. So I'm pushing because I promised my baby she would not spend her birthday in it. So I had to fight that. We went through two of them. Finally got it down. Not that much, but we got it down to where she got out. So she had been fighting, you know. But I asked her, you know what I'm saying, because it was only so much I could ask her now. So, but when I got her home and she got cool, got settled and stuff, I brought her, got her home, you know what I'm saying. Like I said, before her birthday too. So, I mean, right before, she actually got out the day before her birthday.
Damn.
20th of November. This happened like October because they was arguing because it, but it, make a long story short, what the situation is, he was going to court for a domestic violence against her the next day, that before he got killed, the day after that, he was supposed to be going to court, and I believe he was out there acting a fool because he knew he was going to jail. They don't play that out there. He was black. They was going to probably lock him up. And he was out there on some trying to probably spook her to go to court type stuff. You know what I'm saying? She all the way out there by herself. Well, I ain't going to say nobody don't know because now her mama know I know. You know what I'm saying? So he get out there. She trying to be cool, let him so he won't be, you know what I'm saying, so he won't be late for court so he can actually get to court and won't have no warrant against him. You know what I'm saying? So
damn.
They chilling. You know what I'm saying? He get to talk. It's coming up to, it's coming, I can say, it's my birthday was November 30th. So, yeah, it was like, I mean 21st. So, she was less than like 30 days. So, this was happening like the 18th of October because this was when it actually boiled down to, like, she got out of told. Like, they was talking about, oh, she was on Facebook and she responded to a post about Sweetie's Day. And then he kept going back and forth, tit for tat on her, on somebody else's post about a Sweetie's Day post. And then his last post on there was like, well, the nigga with the biggest gun. That's what he posted on the post for everybody. And came in there and tried to take her phone from her. At her house, where he already had, which was, I told her, but I don't want to make her feel bad. That was the dumbest move. She had an order of protection against him, but that's still supposed to help her because no matter what, you supposed to not let the girl trick you into bringing your stupid self over there. Bro, you supposed to be like, nah, man, my freedom, man. I ain't on none of that till it's over or I'm just not messing with you, period. So she had an order of protection at that place that she's at, you know what I'm saying? So she tell him like, man, bro, just leave. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you acting stupid. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be cool with you. I'm trying to help you out. You still being a dickhead. You know what I'm saying? Just move around, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Then that's when he want to get on some other stuff. You know, he want to get even more tougher. You feel me? You trying to get more outraged. He want to try to take her TV cord. He couldn't take the TV off the wall, so he tried to just take the cords, the big screens got to look unpluggable. The cords, removable plugs. He take that, like, well, I put on something on the TV. She's like, nigga, like $40? That's the tax. He's like, well, this cord worth it. You know what I'm saying? He really was on it. Took it. It was going on, you know what I'm saying? Act like he was going outside. But she's like, you want to be petty? You know what I'm saying? What about them $250, like $500, because I'd have just paid $250 a piece for them two tires out there for your car. Oh, I like to see you take it. Now my daughter like me, she ain't gonna get on it. She ain't gonna talk to you. She ain't gonna play with you. You know what I'm saying? Take them off. Give me my cord. She keep telling him, give me my cord. He won't get a cord. He walking. He run out. You know what I'm saying? Playing with the cord. So she just go poke the tires. She didn't poke. She poked the tires. She paid for it. Which I told her was a mistake because how the hell can he leave now?
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? I think I'm a logical thinker, but she's a female. She's emotional. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't thinking like that. You know what I'm saying? She's thinking about, nigga, you want to take it. You ain't finna drive off with this $500 if you really finna take her. You pay the tax on my big screen TV, and you want to take the cord, bro, and you finna ride off with $500. I feel it. You know what I'm saying? But, damn, he wasn't going to go nowhere. No way. We all know that, for real, for real. But you giving them people, you know what I'm saying? I'm a thinker. You know what I'm saying? Something that's like, well, how could he leave? Shit, they can't get
a
walk.
All she saw is that motherfucker riding down the street and them $500. So I see it from both ways.
So she go in the house, and so he go in the house mad now. Nah, he really pissed. So let's really get him on that. You know what I'm saying? He get on that. He really get on that up in guns and all that. You know what I'm saying? They get to fighting. You know what I'm saying? All the time, the knife's still around. You know what I'm saying? He grabbed the knife like, I should poke you. This is what he said. I should poke you like you poked them ties. So now I guess she get her Wonder Woman strength or Superman, Supergirl strength. He wasn't that much bigger than her. See, that's the thing they tried to put up in the court, but at the same time, he's a man still. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was a little puck ass. That's what I'm saying. If they would have told me from the beginning, it wouldn't have been none of this. You know what I'm saying? You probably wouldn't even be dead. You probably just would have been beat up real bad. You feel me? I got boys. She got brothers. That's what made me mad. And she say one of the sheriffs out there asked her that after one of the incidents, like, man, you ain't got no brothers or nothing? Like, even her new lawyer that I just got her was like, yeah, man, talking to you as a father, man. Like, yeah, they wrong. They should have definitely told you. Y'all definitely wouldn't have been in this situation right now. Like, he said, he even told me, he was like, man, my sister boyfriend was on that, and I got two other brothers, and we went and got up with him. Like, dude, like, you get a chance to make it work with her, or we gonna if you gonna do it, we gonna let this go. But don't, but if we got to come back, or you can just move around now if you don't know. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it would have been. But anyway, she was out for 3 years. You know, this judge locked up. She in one of the little hick towns out there in Illinois, Rockford, Illinois. And they don't be having nothing going on, for real, for real. They making a big news head. Like, she was in Chicago, she probably wouldn't even went to jail. You feel me? If she would have stayed in the city. But like I say, which I found out, because I just couldn't understand it, she was trying to get away from him. That's supposed to be a domestic violence safe haven to help you get apartments and all that type of stuff out there. That's what that is, like, known for. And if I would have knew that, I would have put two and two together. But I don't know that, you know what I'm saying, till now. So I'm like, dang, man. So she had been going to court. And the judge found her guilty of first-degree murder now, which I only, you know what I'm saying, found her, like, November 20th. She locked up 3 years to the day I bonded my baby out right before her birthday. That's what I'm saying. It seems like she was just trying to make a point, too. Hello?
Oh, I'm sitting here. I'm listening.
Yeah, so it was like, you know, just a whole.
So you feel like
you're
trying to be careful out of her?
Yeah, it's just, but the like she said, the lawyer getting for misrepresentation, because all the time, this once again hurt, but I don't ask so much. As an adult, it was only so much he was obligated to tell me, you know what I'm saying? Especially, you know what I'm saying, when he got all he had got for me, you know what I'm saying? He didn't have to tell me nothing because he didn't have to get no money from me no more, you know what I'm saying? But all, if I was paying him still, you know what I'm saying, he was cool with it. So he wasn't telling me. So I know she came to me and was like, well, Dad, yeah, he wants to take a bench. I'm like, what? I'm like, heck, you know, girl. I'm like, what? I'm like, what the heck? And I'm like, no, I don't know about that, Demiria. But, I mean, do you want to trust him or do you? I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, then once again, after she got locked up, she told me all the stuff she got gave. You know? Like, I was sitting in the trial. I was just looking. I've never seen, I mean, even though, I don't go to murder trials, so I don't really know, but I know damn well you're supposed to have some type of evidence. He didn't have any type of witnesses. And it was people on her Facebook, like, when it happened, they was like, man, this was people's, like, posts. Damn, I guess Shorty must have got tired of dude whooping on her ass.
He
evidence.
Didn't introduce,
I mean,
that,
he don't even
need
all
evidence.
That evidence, because he had a domestic violence case out there. That's what I just don't even understand. He didn't bring none of that at the evidence, none of that. He had one sheriff that he wanted to subpoena at the last minute, and that dude was retired. And then he was like, well, he was retired. I don't want to bother him. Oh, I was talking to my daughter. I was listening. Yeah, we definitely got we going for incompetent counsel. I have a couple of people, you know, I have actually some friends with moms and stuff that's actually judges at the Cook County So they deep in there, like 50 years, 60 years. They got good connections. I'm already putting in a lawsuit against dude, $60,000 down the drain. You know what I'm saying? And I've got to start over I just had to rush and get damn near $10,000 to get for my baby to get this new lawyer. Because they, yeah, that's the thing. Luckily, we went with our thing. I'm like, well, Demiria, I mean, why would you want to fight with the same dude that we know ain't really, you know what I'm saying? So that was our thing. And, you know, he waited to the last day and said, oh, yeah, today's sentencing. He had been telling us it wasn't sentencing or none yet. I'm like, what? And then I had been haggling the dude for that week before. No, he called us like 2 days before. And I'm like, what? But I had been trying to tell him, like, Demiria, we need to get one of these lawyers. We need to get one of these lawyers. We need to get one of these lawyers. You know what I'm saying? And she finally picked this dude. You know, my auntie knew him. He's a black dude. Like I said, he a cool dude. He knows stuff. Because he was even like, man, because he knew the lawyer. He was like, yeah, man, dude's not a dog, man. He's like, man, because he used to be a state's attorney. He's like, I used to fry dude. He was like, yeah, dude's not aggressive at all. He's like, And we tell him he ain't had this, and he's like, yeah, I would be this, this. And I'm knowing this. I mean, I'm actually in school for law. I'm not in, I mean, I'm not deep, deep in it, you know, like in law school yet, but I'm like a couple of semesters away from my bachelor's, you know what I'm saying? That was some stuff I've been playing with anyway over the years. But it's basically common sense. I'm not a dumb person, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, man, a lot of stuff I could have got my daughter through it. I would have brought up, you know, I just had better sense, but it was her decision at the end of the day, you know, and she didn't know. And I was just telling her, like, baby, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. Maybe we should reevaluate this. I told her, like, man, let's just go to court and ask for a continuance before trial and get a new lawyer. You know what I'm saying? She didn't want. She was like, man, I think the lawyer, he's saying he's got confidence. I'm like, okay. But every lawyer I talked to, since she got back, they took her to custody on November 20th, like I said, 2023, I talked to a lot of lawyers, and every lawyer was like, man, I don't understand about that bench. That ain't no way in a murder trial. They didn't have no witnesses or nothing. Like, just common sense. So I'm most likely going to win the lawsuit, and I'm putting a petition for him to be disbarred. I don't even care about the money. I'd rather have him disbarred.
I don't know how it works in Chicago or Illinois, but I read up on, well, my daughter last week, she's like, Mom, I don't think I can do another 8 years. And I'm like, you're not.
Yeah,
so,
I was on the phone. I heard you. Like, yeah, I was yeah.
And I'm like, shit, lawyer malpractice? And she was like, Mom, I said, no, honey, it's not about money, but he didn't do what he was supposed to do. So, therefore, you, like, even a lot of the lawyers up there was like, we knew that was a goner. Like, she removed herself from the house. He came after her. And he saw she had a knife, and he tried to push her down the stairs. And he got poked. Now, I don't condone violence, but, you know, he shouldn't have put her hands on her. He should not have put hands on her. And the way that the prosecutor was saying, like, did he hit you? No. But he was throwing me into fucking walls. He's like 6-something. I'm 5'3". And she's like, I'm a 45 wet. I'm like, yeah, because, you know, we traded sizes. And I was just like, I'm at that point where I want to go find her lawyer and slap 5 shits out of him. I'm not violent, but in a situation like this, it's like y'all have people's lives in your hand. Y'all just can't play with them. You just can't play like that.
Right.
Like, I feel like if the cops and shit like that did their due diligence, because you have women that come forth every day, and y'all just like, yeah, whatever. But then when y'all come to her crib and somebody done got seriously hurt, what you mean, where, whatever? You should have been there. You could have prevented this.
Right.
And then when 911 got called the first time, they was like, he was like, they're arguing, they're fighting. So the son called 911. Oh, because they lived in a middle-class neighborhood, it wasn't as important as going to the hood. So, me personally, if they would have came there when it first got called, you know, it would have just been a domestic violence case against both of them. But I don't know. Like, I am really trying to get people involved in prison reform, you know, the shit that goes on in the jails, but it's way worse than prison, because it's like...
Yeah, but you know what we got to do? Not to interrupt you. You know what we got to start doing? We got to start pushing for more. We have to start pushing for more black lawyers, more black... We got enough athletes, man. We need to start pushing for more things that's gonna make us more, and look at us, not even just to put us in the same playing field with these people, you know what I'm saying? So we don't have to depend on them. How are we gonna have them fighting for us when they the people that's fighting us?
Oh,
that's
Fluffy.
The first reform thing. We have to start getting. And I love my music. I love my hip hop. I love my. You know what I'm saying? I've been there. But at the same time, with me being there, knowing it's a betterment too. And they're not promoting a betterment into our people. When I was doing what I was doing it for, it wasn't an end game. It was a step moving forward. I had a vision. I had a plan. We can't be out here condoning the stuff that our people are doing or thinking it's cute. We got to start making it about us. We have to start being self-reliant to us.
True.
As much as we can. We need how we trust these people to go. We go to the doctor to these people every day knowing that they don't like us.
My PCP is black, and she loves me.
That's what see, you got it. But how many of those? It's not, we need more. We don't need no more people on love and hip-hop. We don't need no more people on love and hip-hop promoting this goofiness, man. We don't.
It's all about a check. I'm seeing
that
now. People will do whatever they got to do. Whatever they got to do, you know? So she hasn't been sentenced yet, right?
No, we end up getting, he came in because, yeah, I got him the bread. Well, he actually let me get him a little less, but I had to take care of him. But he went in, a good thing he did because he called dude himself. He was like, so what's your defense? For reconsideration. Oh, I'm just going to go ask. He like, bro, you ain't got no defense. So he went in there. So he's like, yeah, we're going to file incompetent counsel with him too. Everybody, even the lawyers was calling me like, bro, no. Like, Jewish lawyers and everything. He was like, man, the real talk. So I do though, just give a shit. You know what I'm saying? They're like, he did what? They're like, oh, no. You know what I'm saying? So he's like, yeah, if you need a witness for how I got the trials, call me. I had people like man, I'm kind of known. So if I say this, when I protocol, my basic, you know, and he didn't do none of that. It don't seem like, and then I was like, we paid him a lot. And the last thing to have my daughter so hurt, because we was like, we could get a lawyer cheaper for what they charged us for this appeal stuff is, or when we tried to get it, the retrial before she even gets sentenced or reconsideration. So, we need, man, it's just, it's a lot, man. So, but, yeah. It would have been less if dude had the transcripts. You know, this guy didn't even get the transcripts. He's like, yeah, the
really?
Transcripts about $10,000, $15,000. I'm like, bro, you got $55,000,
what?
What do you mean?
Wait,
you know
a
minute. Like,
a transcript was how much?
He said he claimed transcripts cost $15,000. But that's what a lot of lawyers were telling me, like, because I was like, well, he was like, well, if you can get the transcripts from the other guy, we'll knock off about $10,000 to $20,000. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, damn, transcripts cost that? But yeah, so when he said it, it didn't really, like, blow me out the water. But I'm like, damn, for real? What the hell? Nigga, I'd be in there recording myself then. That's what I do when I finally graduate and go to law school and get in my practice. Man, please, I'm going to be in there with a recorder. All right, y'all ain't finna charge me for this.
See, I guess Lisa had already Lisa had already been sentenced and stuff. And they was like, because I was like, okay, how much is the transcript? And she was telling me how many pages. I was like, oh, my God. And they was like, wait a minute. She's never had one, right? I was like, no. Man, they like, okay, the first transcript is free. I'm like, oh, Lord, be looking out for me. And I think she said something about a 65.5. She had me look it up. She said 65.50. But when I looked it up, it's like 6.5. And it's basically where you write in the judge and you're asking him, you know, basically reconsideration or, you know, because when he got found guilty, the lawyer had this look on his face like, what the fuck? I mean, the judge He's like, looking like, how in the fuck did this happen? Because it was sick. Like a motherfucker. So, yeah, I plan on doing a grievance for the lawyer and the DA because they did whatever they could do to box us out. Wouldn't tell us when the trial was. People wanted to send letters. The news painted her like she ain't have nobody. And I'm like, that's kind of fucked up, you know? I was like, because she has a lot of family support behind her. You know, I just wish, like, when she said she was ready to come home, I just wish I would have went and got her. I really do.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sad that he died, but I'm glad my daughter's still here, and she's going through a change. And it was a needed change because sometimes we need to sit down and listen because when we're in the street, go, 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 you don't hear that voice talking to you. But when he has you in a place
right.
and he keeps you still, then you're going to know who you're going to hear it. Like, you are really going to hear it. So it's like, I don't even know how it's like people learn to hit each other. And then, especially, you know, both sexes, because, you know, you have some men that are very timid, and, you know, a woman might clock them upside the head with a frying pan or some shit like that. But it's like, this is just, it's just crazy, because you're being a fucking poll about how many women are in the county and in prison for domestic violence when they didn't get the help that they needed.
True, that's what it
and,
needs. But you got to have people
yeah.
that don't sit on it. Like in my case, her mom sat on it. Like I seen her make a post yesterday. She was just thinking about my daughter. Put up a picture. She's like, man, maybe if I would have did some things that would have made her mad. Maybe like so I know she talking about tell her dad. like you know what I'm saying? It would have she would because she know me. That's we had kids when we was like 17 and 15. So, you know, she know me.
But she
know
you would have did what you need to do, and your daughter would be
bad
out.
Person, but I was different. I can't even say I was different. I was just young. You know what I'm saying? But she know I wouldn't have went for that. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no, I'm not playing with her, with nobody. And then I ain't really got to. I would just got up with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Like, just rolled over. Like, bro, like, if you put your hand on my daughter, you know what I'm saying? Again, I'm going to kill you. And if he would have got tough right then and there, like he was, like it was a joke, I would have killed him there. I told her, like, nigga, you should have witnessed. Because they let her know that she gave a fuck about him. She feared for him. She feared she was the man because she know it ain't like she out here ain't got no damn daddy, no brothers, bro. Like, straight up, y'all ain't finna prank that picture. Like, no, she knew that's why she moved way the fuck up out here because if we would have found out, it'd have been a different story.
And maybe it needed to be
a
different story.
I ain't trying to say I would have killed him or whatever, but if it would have came to that, it would have came to that. For my daughter. Or my kids, period. My dog. Anything that belong to me. If it ain't doing shit to you, you know what I'm especially. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he was a whip-ass nigga, man. Like, he used to be always talking, now I know all this. Like, but I asked her, like, what the fuck would you even stand with this type of weirdo for? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, I had to catch myself for not, this was what we got out for, you know what I'm saying, for bond. I had to catch myself for not really beating her down, not like physically, I mean, but like getting on her because I raised my kids to be, you know what I'm saying? I raised them to be strong-minded individuals and thinkers. And she's a very smart girl. She ain't like looking for love. Like, what the fuck? I just couldn't understand it. I'm like, he was doing all this weird shit. Like, what the fuck was you even saying? Like, killing, talking about he go kill himself. Like, I'm going to kill you. He said that so many times. Like, I'm going to kill you and then kill myself. He been on Facebook. That's what I couldn't believe. He got a whole post still up on Facebook that's talking about he's putting guns, he's stabbing himself, he's cutting himself, talking about, yeah, my baby mama, the only person. Like, he got evidence of him doing weird, like, violent things for someone to be afraid of.
You know what?
Dude didn't get none of that shit.
Those were a lot of different times that he was, like, probably crying out. Because doing that on Facebook, somebody should have been like, yo, like, seriously, mental health is real. It's real. And
my mama left me. My dad didn't want me. Mm-hmm. No one wanted me. You left. Man, I got text messages. Man, like, it's so much heavy. Like, but I'm getting mad. Fuck him. You all, excuse my friends. I forgot we on finish. I'm getting like,
cuss up in this bitch. So you good. You're good.
So I'm like, why? I'm just so confused on to why. Because your excuse can't be like I was afraid. Because you know you could have got up with me. You know you could have got up with me. It would have got took care of. Like, I'm just upset. Like, I'm still to this day upset with her about that. But I can't, you know what I'm saying, because my baby going through something. Because it's like, damn that one. Love, forget love. It ain't all, you know what I'm saying? You I don't know. But her thing is, she like me. She said, man, I was the only person there for him. She's a helper. She loved it. To take on projects. I can't blame him. I'm the same way. You know what I'm saying? But you got to know when to hold them and when to fold.
Yeah. Because do you think she was an enabler for him?
Yes.
You know, like.
Because for real, she could have beat his ass. See, my daughter go out and throw hands. It's my daughter. I didn't crank them. You know what I'm saying? And they really the same size. They really, like, literally, you know what I'm saying? That's why I would have got on there.
She got a mini
me. She did. She y'all want to prosecute her because she chose to live. She decided not to be the one on the other side of this damn situation. That's what y'all saying. That y'all are prosecuting her because she chose to live. Because she overpowered him with a knife plan. Doing all that goofy stuff. Because she didn't want to just lay down and die, just lay down and just let him just do her anyway. Good thing they was the same size of any other person probably would have. You know what I'm saying? She probably wouldn't have been able to get the knife away from him.
But didn't she have a 50B or something on him?
Huh?
She had a restraining order, right?
He
wasn't supposed
to
be there.
The next day. He was going to court for it the next day.
So that shit just got thrown out, right?
Right then and there.
But
she's her thing because it don't matter. He shouldn't have been nowhere, especially at her home. Where's the reporters really at? It ain't like they was out in the street somewhere and they was in a mutual place. This is her damn house. With a damn, I just didn't understand it. You know what I'm saying? That's why I wasn't even tripping. I'm like, yeah, you got this one. Yeah, we good. I'm like, I could beat this. Think a dude, a dog, one of my homies gave him to me, you know what I'm saying, because the person I wanted never called me back until after we paid due, but he did his thing, so it made me, because he did his thing to get us to the bond reductions. He really argued that and got that right, you know what I'm saying, so I'm like, okay, by that time she out, she handling her own business. I paid him what I was going to pay him, and she was handling her own business. You know, I asked
her. How is she holding up?
Huh?
How is she holding up?
man, she was doing really good. I mean, leading on to be doing really good until, like, recently, because I hadn't been hearing from her, like, every, like, it's been getting short. And I'm like, man, what's going on? She's like, man, it's been a lot of, man, we've been locked down, a lot of stupidness been going on, seeming like every day, then the Wi-Fi. She's just so much, and she ain't used to that type of stuff. And then only that, like, her lease coming up. And that really had her down, because she finally told me that today. Well, yesterday when I talked to her, because it had been like 3 days, and I was worried. I'm like, man, you know what I'm saying? What's going on? You know what I'm saying? And, her mama hadn't talked to her, so I'm like, what the hell? So she finally called me. I'm like, man, don't ever do that shit. Like she's like, man, I just was in my little feelings, and I know you look at me like being strong. I'm like, man, look, I know I said that. That's because you are strong. I know you can get through this. I know you will get through this, but I ain't saying don't keep it real with me, because guess what? I'm stronger for you. You know what I'm saying? You need to stay strong and let some of that out. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying don't worry about me. You ain't going to make me sick. Because I'm like, don't worry about it. It's going to make me sick. And, you know, I'm going to work my – that's what I'm going to do regardless. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm here to take your whatever you need from me. So you ain't going to do this walk by your – you know, this ain't nothing. We going to get this over with. We came too far. So she was like, yeah, she was just kind of cutting up. She got her lease coming up. She was like, man, I don't want to lose my house. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. Like, we tried to figure out. She wasn't really thinking about it because she had a friend that looked like her damn near that was going to go resign her lease for her.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what happened with that, but. You know what I'm saying? I guess her friend got scared. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I don't really want to do it. She like, my friend got her crib now. Now she like, now she don't want to do it. I'm like, because she probably was talking around somebody. You know how people is. They probably like, yeah, I wouldn't do that. You don't know how niggas, I'll tell you
yep.
how black people is. Hey, you know what I'm saying? She probably told somebody like, yeah, I want to do this for my friend. Like, I wouldn't do that. You get in trouble. You know, so I told them, don't even worry about that. We'll figure that out. I'll just go pay them people, like, look, man. I just
got a
go holler at them, like, hey, man, look, she out of town. Man, boo, boo, boo. She's trying to do this shit. Let me sign this for her. Yeah, take this bread. You can do whatever you want to do with this.
Got a question for you, Cliff. So, because they were fighting, first degree means that it was premeditated, right?
That's mad, right.
So
that's when we was really geek. Because they threw out everything else. But first degree, we like, oh, you definitely finna beat this. That's all like, where did you get premeditated, bro? She wasn't even supposed to be in her crib. Like, that's it's just so much stuff that just proved that it's not first degree in the first place. Like, dude, he was in there talking. You know what I'm saying? He on Facebook talking. How is that premeditated? So she premeditated they was going to get into an argument about some Facebook shit? Premeditated that a motherfucker that only supposed to be at her crib? You know what they said, though?
Now.
Premeditated, they said. This is what they said. They say it could be the assumption of trying to kill. I'm like, nigga, that's murder with intent to kill. I mean, that's bodily harm with the intent to kill. That's not first degree
yeah.
murder. First degree murder is you like, but I'm like, that's what I'm talking. Hey, you know what the judge said? That's what I'm like, man, he got to definitely get the trust. The judge said in the thing, was like, man, it's been a while, and what is first degree murder? This is what the judge said. Now he's going with a bench. I'm like, what? I'm saying, I wanted to stand up and say objection. Like, what the fuck? Like, you don't know the damn laws? Oh, we definitely got my baby in the wrong place. You're the judge. Yeah, the lawyer. I can understand the lawyer being an idiot. You know what I'm saying? But you the judge, and you're like, and you don't know the difference between first degree and second degree murder. That's a big difference. That's a huge, huge. So that's on transcript. It's on record. She said that. I told the new lawyer all that. I'm like, nigga, get that transcript. Get all that. Her staying outside of my daughter, this is what she said. I find you guilty of first-degree murder because I don't think you feared your foot. What'd she say? I don't think you was afraid. What she said? Something stupid. I can't even remember, but it was something like that. A slap in the face.
I believe it, but
you don't show like a you're not battered women syndrome. She's like you're not a battered woman, huh? Nigga, she got a whole motherfucking order of protection in y'all county.
And see,
oh, that's
I'm going to play the devil's advocate.
Like you was, go ahead. What you say? My bad.
I'm going to play the devil's advocate, okay? So,
yeah.
The way that they're going to look at it or they're trying to look at it is she got this protection or, you know, the restraining order, and he's over there. So in their mind, they're like, oh, she lured him over there to kill him. And that's not really
the
case at all.
The day before
he's
probably going to go to jail, though.
Huh?
The day before he's going to probably go to jail, though?
Man.
You
got
to make this make sense. Now, I'm a real thinker, man. That's why I know
sense.
I'm going to bribe people as a lawyer. Like, everybody like, bro, this is your cause of law. And it was. I just got into other stuff, and I'm a person who make money on my own. I'm like, man, I'm not going to keep paying for all these damn student loans. I'm not going to keep doing all that, and I can make the same damn money doing what I love to do. You know, I wasn't thinking about what I really wanted to get into it for, not the money, but to help my people and to be a person that knows better of my race. You know what I'm saying? That's what I really, and God got a way to do things. He making me follow my calling again because I'm back in school. I'm serious. I mean, I'm talking to a lot of people. I'm getting some connections. You know what I'm saying? It's really working. But that's crazy. He was finna go to jail. He was finna go to jail for a long time. They don't play that out there. And he was black. He was probably finna, man, he threw a tire iron. He was going to court for throwing a tire iron through her rear windshield while she was driving on the expressway with my grandkids in the car. He ride up and he led Rockford police and the sheriffs all the way to Bellwood, Illinois. Well, like an hour chase. He was going to jail for a long time, bro. Because he had all types of other stuff that came up against him. Like he has a history of beating women, of domestic violence. That was
her
hour. She
knew
that shit.
So, I mean.
My bad.
Oh, you're fine. I'm on the same page as you because I decided to go to college because I wanted to be a paralegal because I wanted to use the loopholes that got people locked up, be the same loopholes that got them out. So I didn't finish. But the situation with my daughter makes me want to because her second level appeal, I did it. And, you know, everybody was like, oh, shit. I mean, it's like I just read. I knew the case laws and everything. And it's like when God puts a calling on you, you got to do it. But it's like, aside from being a reviewer of shit, I want to be a motivational speaker because everybody has a story. You know, it's history, it should be her story, you know? And it's like, I want to speak to people going through domestic violence situations. And I wish that cops took it more serious. It's like when people are giving you signals and, you know, letting you know that something ain't right, but y'all ignore it because they'll be like, oh, we go here tonight, then they'll be back together in a few days. And there are some women that are like that. But I hate to say it, but they're the ones that make it hard for the ones that's really getting fucked up. Really, like, it's like crying wolf, and then the police, they know your first name, they know your address, but if y'all know all that, then you know he's whooping my ass. prime example. My grandson. He was messing with this girl. I guess, you know, high school, didn't get go to college or whatever. And she crazy. He wasn't fucking with her like that. And so the first time they got into it, she poured bleach on all they shit. So my son had to replace the roommate shit and stuff, right? So then they had got into it. And that was out. Yeah, that was the first one. So now the second one is she popped his head. Head, what's it? Oh, my God. Oh, what is that shit? The head. I can't even think about it. So he brought her in hubcap. Yeah, she took one of his hubcaps off. So she is in the room, and I don't know if Mark ran her phone or she ran his phone, but she started putting hands on him. And he was like, yo, you don't have to leave with all that. So then she calmed down. But I thank God that the roommate was fucking smart because he took his phone and recorded the whole fucking thing. Because she started fucking with my grandson and the roommate. So she calls 911 while she's there, give them a fake name, and then her ass dipped. Now, in North Carolina, domestic violence is a big thing. So the police come, they look at my grandson, and they're like, what? And he's like, I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble. Man, show him the video. Here in North Carolina, if it's domestic violence related, you're stuck in jail for 2 days, 48 hours. So she had to go do them 48 hours. Her mom was a bondsman. Now, here comes the funny part. She does something to her face, come in the house, telling her mom that my grandson and his roommate jumped her. But the mom didn't know about the video, and my son didn't even know what the hell was going on. So she calls him, like, Mark and his roommate done jumped on Dominic and fucked up her face. And he's like, what? Man, that bitch did it to herself. And she wants to be a lawyer. Man, no. No, no. Because it escalates. And if anybody's in a situation and it escalates and you try to de-escalate it, but it still keeps going high, it's time to go. Like, love should not
people
hurt.
People got to learn to keep their hands to themselves. If it ain't working, man. Y'all whooping ain't fighting ain't going to make that. They're going to make it work. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta let some stuff go, man. And when you see the signs, you just gotta let some go. You just can't. That's who they are. You know what I'm saying? They get angry or they get whatever the situation may be, and that's what they own. You know what I'm saying? That's how they feel. So, you know, I don't know, man. Mm-hmm. It's just I'm just upset in my daughter case because I know her case and I know damn well she had a lot of people
for
that
sure.
Would
you know, that would be mad like, too, especially
like,
first degree.
I'm just like, I just don't understand, like, why would she even, like, stay with us? Man, I was just so hurt listening to the trial, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, this nigga was doing this to my daughter. Then I'm looking at my mama, like, how much of this shit you do? Like, are you fucking serious? Like I want to do something to your ass. Like, you up in a beast? I'm like, what the fuck? Like, are you serious? You was knowing this shit? And then you didn't think that you should tell me? And all your defenses, well, you know, she grown, I ain't wanna. But if he would have killed her, you would have called me boo-hooing and crying, and I would have to pay for a funeral. Or the other way, I'm glad it wasn't that way, or it was the way it had to be, I had to pay for all the lawyer, because y'all motherfuckers didn't have no goddamn money either. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, like, this shit is fucking crazy to me.
Also, you said you, your wife, and your baby mom is in court?
Yeah, we was all little dog. Everybody was there.
Oh, okay. But I'm sure. It's just that it's just the writing is on the wall as far as the evidence speaks for itself. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah, we just need somebody to
Facebook
convey
posts.
It. No, we just need somebody to convey it because dude didn't do nothing. And then he was just standing there. Like, I really wanted to, like, he was just standing there looking stupid. Like, he didn't do nothing. Like, he really didn't do nothing in the trial. So, yeah. And she would have somebody give a little fight. She definitely would have beat it. Then I think the judge really didn't even want her to testify. The judge kept telling my daughter, was like, telling him, like, man, she giving me that look, like, you know you don't have to testify, like, they have to prove, they have to prove, that's how the judge was saying, and he's like, no, that's all we got, she like, but that's right, like, they don't have nothing if you don't, she like, he like, that ain't that the point for them to not have nothing, it was like he was working with the people, that's why I think, that's why I think that the judge knew. The judge wasn't letting my daughter, because he was like, I fought with this. But because, just because you didn't, oh, that's what he said, because in the trial you didn't say you was afraid of him. That's what the stupidness, that's what that I want to do. Like, because you didn't say you was afraid of him in your testimony, I have to find you. Like, but I called domestic violence people after that, and I told them what they was like, but the paperwork speaks for itself. The Facebook, like, wouldn't you be afraid of a motherfucker who's stabbing their own self? So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to kill myself and them, and they doing it in front of live? You know what I'm saying? Ain't you going to have some type of fear for them, too? You don't think they like, yeah, they don't care about, and they stabbing themselves to the point of bleeding? Like, yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, a lot of domestic violence people was, like, salty. They was like, yeah, like, that's a slap in the face. But they was like, get your movement going, and we with you.
Because I'm trying to figure out what it is that I want to do. And I most definitely want to tell women, you know, like, when you're in a bad relationship, especially if somebody that's been with you for so fucking long, they know your social, like they know all that. But it's like, as an abused woman, you have the choice of getting a new Social Security number. And a lot of the shelters and all this other stuff, I'll be listening to them on Facebook, and I'll tell them, they're like, no, you can't. And then I'll go on the Social Security Administration page, and I'm like, yes, you can, because I did it. And it just, we got to make people aware. People got
to
wake up.
Yeah, they need to be.
And,
yep.
And just because you don't say nothing, I mean, like, come on, like.
That don't mean that you're not that, right.
Yeah.
That
but
don't mean
anything,
that you deserve it.
She should feel guilty. She should feel guilty because this shit could have been avoided a long time ago. I wouldn't care if my daughter was fucking 50. Old, wrinkled grandma, great grandma. I don't give a fuck. You still say something. Because it's
especially
like,
you know somebody who has it going about theirs, man. That's the whole thing. Like that, you know. But that was the thing, because she had an issue. You know what I'm saying? Where, yeah, just people just know I'm not playing about mine. I'm just bottom line, they know me. You know what I'm saying? I guess they like, I don't care. I would have stayed 10 times over times in jail. For mine, I stand on 1,000 Bibles and testify to that. I'm not worried about it. If it comes to mine, and with me, is that you might get away with me, but mine, nah, I'm not playing those type of games at all. Like, and I'm not saying everything got to be violent. I know how to, but if you get on it, best believe I ain't coming just talk, bro. I would prefer it to be that way and tell you just to get your ass away and go find somebody else to go beat the fuck on. If you ain't gonna get this shit right, but this ain't that right here. You know what I'm saying? Because if you touch this one again, you're gonna be dead, man. Like, and I'm not playing with you. And I'll kill your people.
I told Alicia she'll never live by herself again. He's like, what?
Oh, man,
I was like, remember how you said that you drew up a contract that said you could live with me till you 42? you can rock it out with me, honey. Like, no, because I can't afford this again. I really can't, because I'm sure his family feels some type of way. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, my daughter, like, every time I think about it, like, I'm a petty bitch, right? And I just be wanting to be, like, just blank on people. But I can't do that because this is not the end. You know, this is not our end game. And once I find a lawyer that I feel comfortable with, you know, then cool. I thought I found one, but she wasn't shit. She was like, I'm going through so much. Bitch, you're giving me too many excuses. You're going to give me my money back, or I'm going to drag your ass all over the internet. Then she was like, I don't even have $20 in my name. I was like, oh, no, no broke lawyers. My cousin is a lawyer. He ain't broke.
What?
And she's like, oh, my sister.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
like, okay, because
like,
I will.
To her name as a lawyer, I wouldn't even want her. I ain't going to even lie.
But it's like, see, my daughter's case was like the talk of the town because it was the first murder of the year.
Same thing.
It was like
my daughter.
January
yep.
8th. And
oh,
that's
the
like,
murders of the year.
Huh?
No, you say her murder was like first murder of the year.
Yeah. And it was like, when you don't live in the area and stuff like that, lawyers would say anything. And one lawyer was like, okay, it's going to be $15,000, and I'm going to need this. And he's like, you know, however you get your money. What the fuck? What you mean, however? I'm like, okay. Not all black people are drug dealers. That was back in the day. And I just be like,
I ain't gonna lie.
Lawyers just be tripping me out. They expensive as fuck. But my thing is, all I need you to do is just argue. I already have the case law written out. And then now with the malpractice shit, oh yeah, I'm
okay,
going
well,
for it.
Now, why you don't do this? Because this is what I was asking, because we kept debating about a lawyer when I was coming to town, and I'm like, well, look, if the transcripts cost that much and that type of much, and these lawyers won't $80,000, $100,000 to take this read, whatever consideration, which I can understand if it was $55, $65 for the regular, so I can imagine, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, well, why don't you, or like, if they talk about the transcripts, $10,000, $15,000, why don't I buy your transcripts? Because my daughter was actually going to school for law, too. She's like, damn, you know what I'm saying? And she's like, I think she's a real smart
yeah.
girl. I'm like, why don't you, we buy the transcripts, and we work on this together. At least we know we're really going to fight for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm like,
yep.
You can represent yourself. I can't represent you. But you can represent yourself. I'm like, why,
don't
we
can't
do
you
the
represent
work?
Her?
Because I'm not a lawyer. I don't got no bar. You only can do that. You only can self-represent yourself without a degree.
How do you know
you
don't got one?
Huh?
How do you know you don't got one?
You said how do you know?
And why couldn't you be like? Why you can't be like the second chair?
They know, believe me, because you got to file them. You know, they know. They know how to just find out if you were really an attorney. You got to get your shit going out of that bar, whatever you're going to prove. The bar association is going to be on there or something. They know. That, which is crazy. That needs to be amended. How can a person without a degree defend themselves, but somebody without a degree outside can't defend them if they choose? It's their freedom. Why
yeah,
do I have to go to college and pay all this bread to defend somebody? Because I guess that's got to be, I mean, obvious money reasons, because then nobody will go to college for 10 years, you know what I'm saying, and have to pay all that damn money. So, no, they ain't going to allow that.
I would start a petition stating, like, you want to represent your daughter. And she has the right to counsel. And if she chooses you, then what's wrong with that?
They're going to be nuts. Like, because you don't have a bard. You have not passed the bard. That's what they're going to say to me. That's why.
I told my daughter's lawyer, I was like, you need to figure out what the fuck you're going to do because I'm about to be second chair. And I was like, if I have to come to your office and lock you and your crippled ass assistant in the room, I will. And I think that's when you took a turn for the worse. And I don't think I was, wait a minute, Asher, was I admitting kidnapping or a threat of it? I said we're locked in the room with him and his crippled ass assistant. I don't think that was bad, was it?
It was rather offensive. I don't know. And you scared them.
Right, of course.
Well,
you know that. They was already tweaking.
That's like if you lock us in a room, what is coming next? Violence, of course.
I'm probably going to do nothing to that drunken ass lawyer. But I'm just saying, people should have the freedom to pick who they represent. And a
lot
of times,
but that's what, like we said, that's going to cut out what? 10 years of student loans or money or college or whatever. They not going to do that.
You will be getting experience. Exactly. So we need to take this to change.org.
Yeah. That's a good
it's got a petition going.
But you're not going to win against them in any money. But that's what it is. It's basically what you need any degree for. You know, I'm in school right now, and I'm smarter than most of my teachers. I'm definitely older than a lot of them. They be up there fumbling and bumbling and this and that. I'll be like, man, for the ass. My teacher don't even answer me no more. He was like, man, I don't even want to. Please don't raise your hand no more. I know you know the answer. He told me that. The other day, I looked like I wanted to get out on him, but I'm like, nah, man. I can't go be that professor of that class, and I can probably teach better than him because I don't have the degree that he got. They're not going to never allow
it.
They might know that.
But those petitions be doing some good. It gets people, it makes people, like, you can, your petition can get to a lot of people. And remember, a lot of people have been in their situation and wouldn't wish that on anybody. You know?
Yeah, I mean, we could try, but yeah, I ain't got time. I can't wait for that, though. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I would love to, but we pay due now, but the thing would have been for her to, we worked on her case together and let her represent herself. What was wrong with that? Like, she could have did that. Like, we would have got all the papers. She, you know what I'm saying? Would have been on the case, like we on the case together, like we going to do, like we plan on doing when she get out and I finish and graduate. We going to get up, my other daughters, we going to get a firm. That's what we already, and we going to represent injustices towards us.
And you're going to get that. You really are.
I think she'll do damn good. You know, I think she'll do damn good. You know what I'm saying? If we sitting up and then we getting all the paperwork, we getting the evidence, we getting the motions, we getting the, man, we getting everything together. And get it out there. I think I knew I could have beat her case. Like, I mean, I don't think anybody else could have. I just don't know what the hell. Dude just actually didn't do nothing. Literally. He just sat there and looked stupid with a state's attorney. We had to ask, like, you scared of him? He's like, yeah, you know, he's a big guy. I'm like, man, I don't care about the state's attorney being a big guy. Me too. What does that mean? He ain't no bigger than me. And I'm black. I'll punch his ass. Oh, you can't be racist. Like, wow. Beat the boy up in here, man. Like, come on. Like, what does that mean? Like, man, he's a big guy. Like, that just threw me for a loop. Like, yeah, you scary, man. And I was looking at him during the trial. Like, when we went in timeout, he was so scared. He was shaking so bad for me because I was walking to him like, man,
why you ain't saying nothing, bro? Why you ain't objecting? Why you ain't, you, I'm like, man, what's tea? Oh, man, I was just waiting my turn. I'm like, bro, you letting them say and do stuff that you should be saying that shit out, nigga. Objection. This is not that. That ain't that. You letting that be heard, bro. That's the name of the game. Even if it's strict, stricken, they still heard it. I'm like, bro, stop that. Like, cut it out. Like, bro, you should have had a motion for that. You should have had a motion to suppress that. And he's just like, man. And when he lost that, he waited till I left. He would not come out the courtroom at all.
I mean, there's nothing scarier than an educated black man.
That's the scariest thing in the world, for us
to be educated.
Every time I'd have been to jail, it's been for me being, it ain't been for me doing that. It's been for me for no drugs and nothing. It's really been because I be talking shit to the police, and they really, and I'm not afraid. I get out because they be, I'm really like that. Like, I went to a all-white, I was beating white boys up. Like, I didn't care how fuzzy they was beating them. You know what I'm saying? I'm just that type of person. I'm superior. Like, as a black person, I know that. Ain't nobody will never take that from me. I know who I am as a black god, as a black king. You know what I'm saying? I was beating the police up. Like, bro, y'all not going to just ride down on me and be on that type of stuff with me. And I'm telling y'all, like, talking to you, and you want to get on some rah-rah, like I'm supposed to honor you, got a gun and a badge. Bro, that ain't going to happen. I'm going to beat you up. We'll have it. It's going to go, bro. And I'm going to go get bond out. We're going to fight this, and I'm gonna beat my case. And you're going to be beat up, embarrassed. To your people that you got to look up every day, not me. They're going to be like, dude, beat you up.
You know what? You funny.
But that's, I've been, I spent, my last time I'm going to be in a jail, I spent 7 months in 7 months and 5 years of my life fighting. I beat that case in 20. It happened in 2008. I beat it in 2013. I spent 7 months in jail. I didn't do nothing. It was because of the police. They was like, because they just kept messing with me. And then I told them the truth because it was like a New Year's Eve party. And then I was like, bro, I don't even play with guns, which is the truth. I wasn't lying. I don't play with guns. If I got a gun, I got it for a reason. I'm not. I don't shoot guns. So. I was at a studio. You know what I'm saying? My studio, like some stupid, bunch of dumb stuff that shouldn't have never happened. And I wasn't even outside. And I told them, and I was like, bro, they was like, you had a gun. And I swear to God, I mean, I didn't because I don't play them games. I'm like, bro, if I had a gun the way y'all bust in this studio, it'd be a different story. I ain't trying to say I'm no cop killer or nothing like that, but bro, y'all busted this boy with black mask unannounced, and I'm in the hood, man. And if I would have had a gun, I would have fired at y'all ass. I mean, on the real, I wouldn't have been looking confused and scared. Boy, if I would have had a gun in my hand, the story would be, hey, what you saying, you killed police? I'm like, bro, y'all didn't come in and say y'all was the police. Y'all just came in with black masks on New Year's Eve talking about, if we in the studio, we rappers, we got all types of niggas, but we got bread. Niggas could have been trying to rock. Bro, like, y'all came in there with masks. I'm not trying to be but the way y'all came, I would have, if I had a gun, bro, it would have been some shooting going on.
Damn, the way you just made your voice sound, whew, that's scary.
They was like, nah. I spent 7 months fighting. Well, first of all, they gave me a stupid bond, a person who ain't even got no damn record. That's one of the things I didn't even realize. That made me mad. I'm like, what? And, you know, they came to me like, man, you ain't got no record. Even my lawyer was like, well, he ain't got no record. You know what I'm saying? They was like, well, just take this, plead to this and this. I'm like, man, I got seven. Well, no, I didn't even have seven at the time. I think I had 5, 1, 6. I got. Could it be 6 guns that I don't want an asterisk behind my name to say, well, yeah, your dad's not a felon, but they made me take this case. I fought it. My mama begged me. You know what I'm saying? They was like, man, just take it. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to take no time. You just had an ex. I'm like, I'm not doing it. And I fought and I fought and I fought because I knew I was right. And I beat it because of God. Am I standing on my faith? Yeah. You know I know where it's at. Get out of here, boy. You know what? She didn't call back. I'm on this other phone because I thought she was going to call back, and I didn't want to have her. I wanted her to be able to talk. She must couldn't call back.
Look, you're fine because the show is almost over, but we can always schedule a time when, you know, she can call in. She can call you, and then I just merge you in because I most definitely want her to have a voice.
Yeah, you definitely.
Yeah, sometimes.
You'll hear how she sounds. She's a very, man, it's just a sad situation with anybody going through this, man. Any type locked up for any type, not even just domestic violence, for any type of injustices, man. It's just time for us to start. And the majority of us is the minority. The minority of us is the majority of the situations that's going on. And we got to change ourselves. It ain't no, We been in slavery and all that, man, all that no more, man. I've never been. I'm a strong black brother, man. I don't play that. I don't certain things, but we gotta take control of our destinies, man. Because them people don't care about us, man. We gotta develop our own ground, our own backbone again. Everybody else, every other race guy.
But the crazy part is, it's like, you only hear Black Lives Matter when it's a cop. But
right.
And all lives do matter.
Yeah.
And
only person supposed to have that choice is man, the Most High. As a matter of fact, which I got to get to service.
Go ahead, Gugum Gray, sign off. I truly enjoyed you, and don't forget what I asked you.
Okay, send me a text.
We'll get. I'm such a one already. I feel so bad.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling, Swift. It's Sharon.
Man, thank you. Thank you, ladies. Man, enjoy y'all. I hope we have another conversation about some good news or some, you know what I'm saying, different topics.
Oh, yeah. Next week is going to be, we're going back to our normal self. We getting lit. We're going to find out why people compare us to Howard Stern. So, yes, I will be getting with you with a time and getting with Ashton another time. So,
because
I'm thinking, do we want to do politics and shit? Or, yeah, because we never talk about that, you know? And it's crazy. It's crazy. I don't want to go live on TikTok because I don't want nobody to get mad at me and be like trying to give Trump my information. But you have a night and get to your services.
Okay, and I'll text you. I'm gonna get this phone up and then I'll text you a little bit later.
Okay,
y'all have a good one.
Bye.
Have a great one.
You're so bad.
What a nightmare. Oh, my gosh. This system is so fucked up.
That's why you and baby girl Shakira, y'all gotta get safe words together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes Shakira, it's a rap for everybody.
I'm going to send something.
Right.
I'm going to send something to you that I saw the other day. Reminded me of all of this. Craziness.
It's just like, I don't know. I'm just like, God, we just need your favor. Like, you know, and I try to do the right thing most of the time, like 90% of the time. But it's like, it's nothing like you wake up in the middle of the night to a phone call from your daughter, and she's like, she killed somebody. Like, that shit resonates in my mind, just like the call that I got when my mom, they said she died. And I don't like those kind of calls. I can't control them, but I can pretty much try to dodge them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we go through phases, seasons for reasons. And sometimes people just got to step out on faith and then just walk with the hand of God. And
mm-hmm.
I feel like me wanting to be a motivational speaker, I even thought about running for city council. Nisha was like, oh, hell no. You too ratchet. I'm like, black vote count, girl. I'm like, I have a good-ass campaign. So everybody in these streets know Troutman. But I don't think that would sit well with my dad. The hell you on city council for? What the hell you going to do? Be black.
If that's what you really feel to do, then do
man,
it.
Like, for real, I just want to get in with the right people, because prison reform is a must. Michigan does not have any good time. They're making you do your time to the door. And that's fucked up. I don't know who fucked it up, but that's fucked up. Granted, people make mistakes, but damn it, like, come on. I mean, I had to do 2 years to the door. That's nothing. But when you have, like, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, like, no. But this, lawyer malpractice. Now, that's going to be some shit, because I am about to run it. And then Monday, I'll call the lawyer's office and be like, yo, who's over him? And I'm like, can I get the first and last name? Do they have a phone number? Do they have an email address? Because that will get to them quicker, unless they're able to talk. Now, if they're able to talk, I would be more than happy to talk to them. I have 15 minutes. Ain't on the phone right here? Fuck them. Well, I appreciate you. Like, we gotta. Matter of fact, I'm going to text you and figure out what is the next step. Cause I can't lie. I love getting off at 5:30. It feels kind of good. I mean, I cook every day, damn near every day.
That's good.
I mean, can Susie Home Baker be making pound cakes? Girl, I'm about to make a banana pound cake in a little bit. So, I do too. Now, if you have guests you want to invite, girl, by all means, do it. It's like, we're done talking about the penal system. So now we are back.
For now.
For now. We put a pin in that. We're going to park it right there.
Yeah, we're going to put a pin in
that. But, yeah, like, boop. But it's like I got to use LinkedIn more because there's so much shit that I need to do. I need to make people aware. You know, everything looks good when we come, but then when we leave and they go back to their cell or block or whatever, you know, it's fucked up. And
right.
The CEOs have booked it. And, you know, I'm one of those people, like, I'm not going to hold my tongue because you think that you got a high rank. That high rank is the motherfuckers that's here. Ain't got shit to do with me over here. So it's just like, I don't know. I just pray to get those women out of that situation. Nobody should be living in a fucking building that's condemned. Because in the real world, they won't let you live in a house like that. So how can you let somebody be, you know, that's going to die there? Just, no. Black mold. My daughter's skin is already changing colors.
What?
Yeah. So, I think I'm going to have to go start telling and tagging the Bureau of Department of Corrections and the fucking governor and the governor, director over DOC, and I don't give a fuck about the ward and shit. And, you know, state senate. That's what I need to do. I need to reach out to a representative that was my mom, my grandma's and my aunt's friend. They helped get my brother out. And I need her to help me get any type of conversation with the governor of Michigan. So I might see who the hell running against that bitch. My bad. We're in the after show. I'm just 5 foot. But give me a phone number or meeting with that lady. And
right.
Then,
that one.
So, I love you. Good
love
night.
You.
Think about
have
space
a wonderful
and
night.
Shot. You too, spades and shots. Okay?
All right.
Okay, hon. I love you too. Good night, world.
All right.
We are done.